Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. The town of Perth has a new bus service called Ride the LT, and here to explain how it works is the Executive Director of Lanark Transportation Association, Marilyn Bird. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Linda.
Thanks for coming in today. So, Lanark Transportation's been around for a long time. I'm just wondering, what prompted this new initiative, and how unique is it?
Well, I'm sure you're aware that transportation and transportation in rural areas has been an issue for a number of years. And recently we have a working group here in Perth called the Rural Lanark Transportation Group. And this was one of the issues that we looked at, was it was a shopping service for residents of Perth. Now, Ride the LT in Perth is very unique in the fact that we call it a modified fixed route. So although the first bus stop where we pick people up is Crystal Palace, we recognize that many people can't get to Crystal Palace. So if you call and register, we'll pick you up at your home address, and then we'll drop you back off at your home address after you've completed your shopping.
What a great service that is, Marilyn. Now, there is another service, though, that Lanark Transportation offers, right?
Yes, our main focus, our main business as it is transportation for medical appointments.
Okay.
And we've been doing that since 2001 for residents of Lanark County in the town of Smith Falls. It is a fee for service, but we do also have a subsidy for low-income users. So if anybody needs transportation for a medical appointment or service, mm-hmm. then phone us for more information.
Okay, and we'll go over mm-hmm. that phone number before we finish here today. So you put out a survey. This is something brand new then. Ride the LT is more of a fun thing rather than go to a doctor's appointment, right?
That is correct. So the survey was put out through the table. They did a wonderful job with the survey, and the response was overwhelming that yes, it was something that was needed in Perth, an opportunity to take people shopping or other destinations.
Okay, so is this a pilot project basically for the town, starting in the town of Perth, and maybe you'll go to other towns as well in Lanark County?
Well, in fact, our first pilot project was in Lanark Highlands, and then we have a similar service in Carlton Place. So now we've started the Ride the LT in Perth. And we're also looking at working with Mississippi Mills about another service there, a similar service.
Oh, that's fantastic. How has it all been going so far?
Oh, it's been going wonderfully. It's been going great. Last week, we use a bus that can seat 9 passengers. So
okay.
Last week, we had 7 passengers, which is great.
And you drove the bus, you said?
I did indeed. I drove the bus myself.
That must have been fun.
It was fun. And it's lovely to meet the people that are using the service, to have that interaction with them and to get some sense of the what it means to them to mm-hmm. be able to get out and get groceries and then get back home again.
And who would use it? You probably meet a lot of different people.
Exactly.
Right?
The only requirement for the Perth Ride the LT is that you have to live within the town of Perth.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, we have a wide range of users. We have people that may own a car, but for whatever reason can't drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have people that don't have access to a vehicle at all.
Okay.
So it's quite a range of users.
And let's talk about the cost, because that really surprises me that it's a toonie to take this trip. How on earth can you afford to run a bus service like that on a toonie a trip?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, someone said to me the other day that we seem to live in a time of increasing prices mm-hmm. and reduced services. And they thought it was wonderful that we were able to offer this service for just a toonie. Now, it is made possible. We receive funding from Lanark County, and we also receive funding from the Provincial Gas Tax Fund. And that allows us to run the service for that low cost of a toonie. And the reason why we've selected a toonie is because we want to make it affordable and accessible for everyone.
Very nice. Very generous. Take us on a tour. Take us on a trip. What happens?
So, for example, when I drove last Friday, the first six people, I picked them up at their home address. And then we went to Crystal Palace, And then on the route, we go over to the library. And one person got off at the library and another person got on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's neat.
So you can get on at any of our stops, provided there's room. So it's always best to phone is to register for the service. As I said, we had 7 people last week and we can only take 9 altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have stops after the library. We go on to Gore Street and then Foster Street. Some ladies got off there. They wanted to go dress shopping. And then we go along Wilson Street. One of the stops is at Metro. And then we turn into the mall, the independent grocery store, or any of the other stops or any of the other shops there. And then over to Giant Tiger and then Tim Hortons and then Shoppers Drug Mart. But the other great thing about the service and the other reason why we call it a modified fixed route is, for example, if you wanted to get off at Foodsmiths or you wanted to get off at the Salvation Army, you just let the driver know. And we'll make those stops.
Okay, and I was going to ask you that. Does the person, when they book their pickup time, do they have to tell you where they want to go and what they want to do before they get on the bus?
Well, they can if they know, but we're also flexible enough that they can just tell the driver.
Gee, that's really nice, isn't it?
Yes. It's a very personalized service.
Yeah. And so how long, you know, say they wanted to get off on Gore Street and do a little bit of shopping, how would they know how much time they have and where would the driver be to come back and get them?
Right. The driver will confirm that with them,
yeah,
how long they have that stop and what time the driver will be back. The route is designed so that you can have 2 50-minute stops, approximately 50 minutes,
okay,
or one stop of 110 minutes.
Wow.
So, again, the key to this service is flexibility, but we also ask that our clients are flexible as well. We may be 2 or 3 minutes either way of the pickup time.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to upset the driver too much, right?
No, we never want to upset the driver, especially if it's me.
So, many stops, and the route you've just explained. Let's talk for a minute about all the different benefits.
Oh, well.
There's many, right?
There's many, and when we look at these services, the two main things we're looking at is food security and isolation. So food security, we want to give everybody the opportunity to shop, to give them some choice in where they shop, and not just their closest destination. So that's food security. But more importantly, this service is intended to address isolation. So all our VLT services have a stop at Tim Hortons. So if someone wants to get out and just go and sit in Tim Hortons and have a cup of coffee and people watch for 45 minutes, we're going to do that for them.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's so important.
It's very important. And also just being with other people on the bus itself.
Right.
Having the opportunity to say good morning and talk about the weather. And even just getting into a grocery store where there are people. It's very important for social isolation to expose yourself these opportunities.
And you know, we can't underestimate the importance of that thing.
No.
Of that. Just even saying hello to somebody in the grocery store. And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes to make a person's day.
Exactly.
Right? I'm thinking, you know, if I was on the bus and I stopped at the library, this would be great. I wouldn't have to try to walk home with a pile of books or something.
Well, exactly. last week, the client that got off the library got back on with a pile of books.
Okay.
So, and she was very pleased that she was set for the next week with her reading material.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And I also heard that one woman now was able to do a little bit of volunteering somewhere.
Yes, exactly. Right? One of our stops, she asked to get off at the table.
At the Table Community Food Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it gives people the opportunity to volunteer.
It's really great. And so everybody can afford it. It's a toonie.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing. So is there a chance of, or I should say, any plans on expanding it beyond just every Friday, which is a really great thing already?
That would be wonderful. I mean, in an ideal world, we'd love to be able to offer this service perhaps twice a day, every day of the week. So hopefully down the road, we might be able to expand the service.
And the people could, or the passengers could perhaps arrange for different stops or additional stops at that point.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, I think we're just about out of time. It's gone so fast. I'm just wondering if we could, for more information or for a pickup, could you tell our listeners where they can...
Yes, for more information about the Ride the LT service or about our medical transportation service, give us a call, 613-264-8256. And we are suggesting that people register for the Ride the LT service, just so that we know how many people are going to be on the bus and where to pick you up.
Okay, and I take it you're not driving the bus today because you're here, right?
That's correct. That's correct. I don't normally drive.
That's great. Nice opportunity for you to meet everybody, though, eh?
It was. It's always great to get out there. I do occasionally drive, and I do enjoy it just to meet the clients.
It's been really nice meeting you today as well, Marilyn.
Well, thank you, Linda, and thank you for this opportunity to come here and talk about our service.
Most welcome. Thanks for coming in. I've been speaking with Marilyn Bird about Perth's new bus service called Ride the LT. Marilyn is Executive Director of Lanark Transportation Association. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.